You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Asia-Pacific countries such as China, India, Australia, Japan and South Korea took center stage with the filings of North America-headquartered companies throughout the second quarter of 2023, according to a global data report. Besides these, other key countries that found mentions included the UK, Brazil, Germany, Russia and Ukraine. Global Data's Company Filings Analytics Trends and Signals Q1 2023 report revealed that the mentions around all the five APAC countries increased on year during Q2 2023. It further said that the mentions increased for the UK, Brazil and Germany, while Russia and Ukraine dropped. In summer industry news, India has emerged as a leading digital talent nation and is leading the race to become the global digital technology hub, with 11 to 15% of the country's tech talent residing in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, according to a report by Deloitte and NASSCOM. The joint report has identified 26 promising locations that have the potential to become the epicenter of innovation and growth. This trend, it said, is fueled by a highly proficient workforce in digital technologies, with about 8 lakh individuals within these emerging hubs adept in the latest tech domains. The emerging cities of India are witnessing a surge in digitally skilled workforce, with over 100,000 professionals contributing to their growth. Over to market, Rishabh Instrument IPO opened for public subscription on Wednesday, August 30th and will close on Friday, September 1st. The company collected ₹147.23 crores from the anchor investors ahead of the public issue. The price band for its public issue at ₹418 to ₹441 per equity share of face value ₹10 each. The IPO comprises a fresh issue of 17,680 shares up to ₹75 crores and an offer for sale of 94,28,178 shares up to ₹415.78 crores. The shares are likely to get credited on September 8th and listed on the stock exchanges on September 11th, according to reports. The total issue size is ₹490.78 crores, while the minimum lot size of this Rishabh Instruments IPO is 34 shares. Meanwhile, India commemorated National Small Industry Day on August 30th as a tribute to the invaluable role played by small-scale industries in the country's progress. The day serves as a platform to encourage and bolster growth in enterprises within the MSME sector, foster the establishment of new businesses and create job opportunities. Notably, on August 30, 2000, the government had reportedly unveiled an extensive policy package aimed at bolstering the small-scale industry, a pivotal moment that led to the annual observance of National Small Industry Day. The terms small-scale industry registration and micro, small and medium enterprise registration are used interchangeably, with the MSME Development Act of 2006 designed to facilitate the advancement, expansion and competitive edge of MSMEs or SSIs. In some major update for tech lovers, Apple has finally confirmed its annual fall event, which will be held on September 12, 2023 at 10 a.m. PT. The event, which has been dubbed Wonderlust, is expected to see the introduction of the iPhone 15 series as well as the Apple Watch Series 9. Talking about the iPhone 15 series, the next-gen iPhones are expected to see some incremental changes, including a more powerful processor, sleeker bezels, titanium body, and more. The Pro models also rumored to get a new periscope zoom lens for better zoom capabilities. The Apple Watch Series 9 is also expected to get a number of upgrades, including a new processor, a new display and improved health features. For automobile enthusiasts, Hero MotoCorp has brought back its flagship brand, the Karizma, after a gap of over 3 years. After making its debut in 2003 as a sports tourer for the masses, the world's largest two-wheeler company has now launched the 2023 Karizma XMR and is aiming to sweep the market with its classing leading features, design and performance. We decode the new Karizma XMR's top 5 features. The Karizma is based on a new trellis frame which is designed to offer high-speed stability and precise handling capabilities. Being a sports tourer, the riding stance has to be comfortable for both daily commutes and long-distance rides. Hence the Karizma XMR sports new lightweight clip-on handlebars. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Domestic equity indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex closed in the green on Wednesday. Nifty 50 closed at 19,347.45, while Sensex closed the trading session at 65,087.25. The broader markets settled largely in the green, with Nifty Small Cap 50 and Nifty Mid Cap 50 adding 1.35% and 0.86%. The top gainers on the Nifty included Tata Steel, Maruti Suzuki, M&M, Eicher Motors and Infosys, while the top losers were Power Grid Corporation, SBI, BPCL, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories and Hero Motor Corp. On the sectoral front, Realty Index was up 1%, while Auto, FMCG, Information Technology, Metal were up 0.5% each. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.